Welcome to On Tap Daily for June 24th, 2026. I'm your host, John, and as always, we've got the latest from across the e-commerce world, what's changing, what it means, and what you should actually do about it. Let's get into it. So yesterday was one of those days where you look across the news cycle and a single theme just screams at you from every direction. Conversational commerce didn't just take a step forward, it sprinted. Let me walk you through what happened because the convergence is genuinely significant. First up, Amazon launched Alexa Plus Agentic Ads. This is a new ad format where consumers can discover products and complete purchases entirely within a conversation with Alexa. No app switching, no browser, no shopping cart in the traditional sense. You're talking to Alexa. A product gets recommended and you buy it, all inside that single conversational flow. Now, we talked about OpenAI expanding ChatGPT ads to the UK just a couple of days ago, and Amazon's move here is the same thesis executed from the other end of the market. OpenAI is building commerce into a general-purpose AI assistant. Amazon is building smarter advertising into its existing commerce assistant. Either way, the result is the same. Advertising and purchasing are collapsing into a single conversational interaction. The traditional funnel of awareness, consideration, and conversion is being compressed into one moment. On the same day, DoorDash launched something called Ask DoorDash, a conversational shopping assistant for grocery. And this one is worth paying attention to because of how practical it is. You can type in something like healthy dinner for four under $40, no salad or chicken, and get back a fully shoppable cart of grocery items. You can photograph a recipe from a cookbook and it builds your shopping list. You can share a recipe link and it converts it into items you can order. It even asks whether you already have staples like butter or salt before adding them. This is genuinely useful AI, not a gimmick, not a demo, but a tool that solves a real friction point in online grocery. Cart building is tedious. Recipe to shopping list conversion is annoying. DoorDash just made both of those problems go away with natural language. And then there's Shopify. Search Engine Land reported that Shopify launched Campaign Autopilot, an AI-powered marketing automation tool that handles multi-channel campaign execution and optimization from a single dashboard. For the millions of small merchants on Shopify who don't have the expertise or bandwidth to run sophisticated marketing across email, social, and paid channels simultaneously, this could be a game changer. It's Shopify doing what Shopify does best, taking something that previously required specialist knowledge and making it accessible to everyone. Now, on the enterprise side, Gap Incorporated announced a major AI-led marketing modernization effort. They're working simultaneously with Google Cloud for unified data infrastructure, Zeta Global for an AI-powered marketing stack, and Publicis Sapient to connect marketing with consumer behavior insights. That's three major technology partners at once, all focused on making Gap's marketing more AI-driven, more personalized, and more automated. When you see both the platforms and the major retailers all moving in the same direction at the same time, you know the shift is real. Shifting to the Magento ecosystem, Hoover released version 2.0 of their CMS Tailwind Jites module, and this is architecturally significant for anyone running a Hoover-powered Magento store. The release brings Tailwind CSS version 4 support alongside the existing version 3 compiler. Both ship in the same module, selectable via a single config field, and the default is V3, so upgrading is completely non-breaking. What I appreciate about this approach is the migration path. You can update the module today, prepare your V4 theme config at your own pace, test it thoroughly, and switch over when you're ready. No big bang, no forced migration. That's how foundational tooling changes should be handled. Over on the Shopify developer side, there's a changelog entry about the removal of the legacy price rule object from the GraphQL admin API in version 2026-10. If your apps query the price rule field on draft order discount, not applied warning, you need to update those queries to use discount title and discount code instead. It's a clean deprecation. The warning object already exposes the data you need through the new fields. On the Google Ads front, there are two developments worth noting. Google updated its AI Max reporting guidance and clarified its dynamic search ads transition plans. And Google Search Console is rolling out AI performance reports to more users, giving site owners better visibility into how their content performs in AI-generated search results. Both of these reinforce what we've been saying. Understanding how AI systems discover and present your content is becoming as important as traditional SEO. And finally, Cloudflare and newsletter platform Behive launched new AI crawler controls that give publishers visibility into which AI bots are hitting their content, what's getting blocked, and whether any of that crawling is actually sending traffic back. This is the flip side of the AI discovery conversation. As AI systems consume more content, publishers are rightfully asking what they get in return. Pulling this all together, the theme of the past 2 days is unmistakable. Conversational AI is becoming the primary commerce interface for discovery, for advertising, for shopping, and for marketing automation. Every major player is moving in this direction simultaneously. The brands and merchants that invest now in rich product data, AI-ready content, and conversational commerce readiness will be the ones that show up when customers start asking AI systems what to buy. That's your OnTap Daily for June 24th, 2026. If any of this sparked a question or you want to learn more about e-commerce, you can find us at ontapgroup.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.